Hi, I'm Emma.
Hi, I'm Terrence.
And this is The Other Side. Today we're talking about biodiversity, climate change, and the connection to fast fashion. I'm a student and Terrence is a project coordinator with Unity.
What do you think, like, of when you think of biodiversity? Like, I know you have a lot of notes on it and I know you did your research, but, like, what did you find during your research?
Well, biodiversity is the, like, diverse species that we have around the world. All, like, the different plants, all the different frogs, all the different species that come from other animals and, like, the environment.
Okay. Because even, like, even when I hear the phrase biodiversity, it's not really, like, a clear answer for me specifically. Like, ways to conserve animals, ways to conserve resources, things like that. So that's what I think of when I think of biodiversity. What would you say are some really good examples of renewable resources that maybe you use on your day-to-day?
Ooh, water. Yeah, that's one.
A lot of water. There you go.
Well, a lot of, like, electricity, that can be renewable. I know that, like, the non-renewable sources are, like, coal and oil.
We thought that plastic was a good renewable resource, and over time we realized that it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You know, like, eventually they started seeing how it may be recyclable or reusable, but the things that humans do with it, like, somehow they litter and it ends up in the ocean, and then it can cause harm to our sea life animals, you know what I mean? Like, the plastic wasn't always the best, so we made other options like paper bags or things like that, you know what I mean? So what do you think about, like, clothes and stuff like that?
Those can disintegrate sometimes, but they take forever.
Exactly. So think about all those clothes that you just donate. Where do they end up? And then when you donate them to someone and they donate them, where do they end up? And you can't burn it.
Yeah,
is that good for the environment?
Absolutely not.
So it's kind of like we're just kind of like consuming in a way, right?
Yeah. America does make, like, the world actually makes, like, way too much stuff. Like, we overproduce quite a bit with, like, returns. They just all get thrown in the dump, or, like, they resell them to liquidators, but, like, then people just throw them back in the dump.
I know you said you kind of like to shop online, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and you could say that you're somewhat of a fan of fast fashion.
Yeah, I like how cheap it is.
Not a problem. I'm not here to judge, but I will say, what's your opinion on fast fashion, and give me the things you like about it, and give me some things that you think may not be the best about it, but, you know, you still choose to obviously shop fast, which is not a problem. But I just want to know, what do you think is the bright side of it, and what's the dark side of it?
Well, I love thrifting. It's, like, one of my favorite things. But at this point, thrift stores have become so, so much more expensive because they're labeling everything as vintage and, like, saying it's trendy when it's really just your old grandma's shirt. So I go to fast fashion because I can get a lot more clothes there for much cheaper. It's not great because, you know, child labor and all that, and like all the mass overproduction and, like, the unfair labor. But if, like, things were cheaper, like, at thrift stores like they used to be, then I definitely would just shop there because I can find a lot of cool stuff at thrift stores. It's just so redonkulously expensive.
So I noticed that you mentioned thrift stores and thrift shopping. Have you ever thought of, like, going thrifting and using the resources that are already out there to actually, like, reconstruct new clothing? Like, upcycling, or, you know, just reconstructing, using three different shirts that you thrifted to create a new shirt or new skirt or things like that.
Well, I definitely have thought about it. I know my mom, she buys, like, fabrics and stuff and, like, blankets sometimes. Or just, like, buys pillows and, like, takes the stuffing out of them and uses them for her crafts. I know, like, when I buy clothes, normally, like, most of the time, I cut them up because I like the way that they look like that. I think, like, all clothes can be cute if you just try hard enough. It's really not, like, the problem of I just can't find anything. It's just, like, it's so expensive for, like, such cheap clothing if you just bought it at the store. But that's not even true anymore either, because all of the stores, even if you're not shopping online, like Target and Hot Topic, they're all fast fashion, too. They're just making it more expensive.
And what have you noticed about fast fashion clothes, like the quality and things like that? What do you think about that?
It's really hit or miss. Sometimes I get really good quality clothes. Sometimes it's just like 900% polyester. It's really bad. Very rarely for me, honestly, because I read the reviews. But most of the time, for me at least, it comes out pretty good because I know what I'm buying.
I think that's what I don't like about fast fashion. I think the quality and the longevity of it. So I think when you go thrifting, like you said, your grandmother's shirt is what you're going to find, right? That means it went through your grandmother, your aunt, your mom. That means it's still kicking. When you go through these fast fashion sites and things like that, you get 2-3 wears out of them. Where does it end up? The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That's where it ends up.
Well, I could say that there's some validity to that, but I've had my fast fashion wardrobe, and I repeat outfits all the time. They're still good quality. Honestly, it just depends on how rough you're being with them. Like, if you're tugging at your shirt, trying to get it to break, it's gonna break. That's with anything. I think the main problem, especially with thrifting, is, like, dry rot. That's also what makes it hard to thrift, because, like, just, like, everything is dry rotting. Like, sometimes, yeah, the quality is bad, but if you read the reviews, like, you know what you're buying. You know that it's good.
I look at clothes like art. I want the best pieces, me personally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want things to last. I want it to be in someone's closet for years to the point where they're not even thinking about getting a few wears out of, you know, I like staple pieces, and it takes a lot of time. Sometimes you may find a piece that you like that's fast fashion, but I just like that, those pieces that stick, you know, like I'm not a fan of fast fashion whatsoever, honestly. But everything has its gifts and a curse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Also, because, like, you're paying so much money for something that's been worn, like, 200 million times and probably is, like, done. Like, you've got, like, I don't know, a year, 2 years.
I think you got to also know who you're buying from at the end of the day. If you're going to a corporation that you know for sure that just money, 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 don't give them your money. No one's forcing you to shop anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you can choose to give whoever you want your money or your time. So I think that'll be probably the solution. If we don't like these big corporations, don't give them your money. Don't give them your time. Don't give them your energy, anything. That's stop consuming. Simple as that.
So, like, where do you get your clothes then? Because everywhere's fast fashion. Except
everywhere's
if you go
thrifting. Everywhere's not fast fashion. We just discussed that. It's a lot of self-taught people that go to Joann's and go to Michael's and they buy the crafts and they open their small shops, and there's people that start crocheting classes, people that start thrifting and upcycling classes. There's ways, like, the people that make the fast fashion, they learn or they take from people who have the skills. So the people that are in the factories actually making, and the people that are actually in the sewing classes learning how to sew and make jeans. Like, there's actually people that go to fashion school and learn how to make pieces instead of just graphic tees that'll just last for a week. It's different than just fast fashion. That's why it's a phrase. Because if that was the case, it'd just be fashion.
Yeah, but, like, also, if you find somewhere that's not fast fashion, let's say you do go to fashion school and then you learn how to sew your own clothes. You're now paying for fashion school. Also, fabric is extremely expensive, especially if you're going to Joann's or Michael's. And those fabrics come from the same places that make the fast fashion. So either way, you're still making fast fashion, whether or not if you wanted to or not. Okay, say you find someone who does that as well. You're still that's going to be extremely expensive because it's a custom made piece. And they went to school and they sewed that themselves and they did all of that. And then they bought all the fabric. When I got my first sewing machine, I went to go get fabric to make a small skirt, and it was over $500 to just get the fabric and then the pins and the stuff that I needed for my sewing machine. And that's extremely expensive for one piece that's still fast fashion, because you're still getting the same materials from the places that make the fast fashion. It's still morally and ethically wrong. You can't, it feels unavoidable.
That's a good point. Crafts and props and tools will always be cheaper than corporation prices, because they're trying to profit. They're not going to just sell you what they spent. That would be pointless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's always ways around it. You just got to find it. And you don't always have to go. You live in the best time ever. You can go on YouTube for free and learn how to sew. You don't have to go to school. That was just an example. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that learn for free. We call it YouTube Academy. If you want to find it, you'll find it.
Yeah, but there's also like the time aspect of that. Who has time to make an entire wardrobe of clothes for them? And just say they have a family, the clothes for their family as well.
So if you don't have time for that, what do you have time for?
Literally like anything else, like a job, school, taking care of your kids, cooking.
That's some people's jobs.
Yeah, I know that exists, but the average amount of people, at least in America, they don't become stay-at-home parents.
Yeah, the average people don't also say, I'm going to start making pieces too. They're going to say, I'm going to go support the people that have the best interest in their customers and are giving the best prices and are sculpting. That's what like an average person would say, unless they want to be a consumer. You know what I mean? Like, some people like materialistic things. Some people don't want to spend less. Some people like to spend the big bucks to prove that I worked hard for this. It's case by case, and it depends on who you are and what you like and what you're willing to spend or what you're willing to learn and what you're willing to put your time into. Like, there's people that live fashion every single day. They wake up and that's their job. They have time, nothing but time, but for fashion. You know, so it's all about what you put your time into. You could do that right now. All you have to do is just prioritize your time, figure out school and fashion, if that was something you wanted to do. Because other than that, where does your time go to that you have to put your time into? You don't have to put your time in anything other than being alive.
I mean, I guess, but do I want to be a successful person in life? That's a question
for
well.
You. That's a self question. If you want to, you will.
Because if I make my whole life about making my own clothes and trying to find the money to get the fabric and things that I need to make my own clothes, when am I ever going to get an education or like have a life outside of just making clothes and trying to find where I can get money to make clothes? I'm not saying that's the reason why I use fast fashion. I mean, I have all the time in the world. I don't have the money in the world to do that because I am 15 and I don't have a job. And, you know, I do school and I do this. People with, like, lives and, like, kids and jobs and college to do don't have time to come home. And, like, you have, like, no self, like, time to yourself at that point. You're just making clothes now. Unless
if you like doing it. People enjoy that. That's the point. That is the act. You're not going to do that if you don't want to do that. That's the point I'm trying to make. The people that are actually trying and putting their life towards creating pieces, that's their life. They enjoy that. They wake up and they think about that. That's how they make money. If they don't have the money, they figure out different ways to make the money.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that's not a thing that happens. I was just saying we shouldn't expect everyone to just stop using fast fashion or shopping in general and just start completely making their own clothes. That's why I thought you were going with that.
No, that's impossible. I could never control the whole
okay,
world.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say. I was you like, can't do that. Not everyone has the time to be doing all
that's
that.
That's why I said also there's people that like the things that they like and they will spend the money that they have earned on what they like.
Yeah.
It's case by case, person by person. I think moving forward, it's always great to be mindful. Even though it's a small action, it could have a big impact on this world. People tend to see people do things and they tend to follow, or they think just because one person or 10 people do it, that it's okay. So I think just leading by example, when I hear something that I didn't know before, take that into consideration, apply it to where it's necessary, and keep moving forward.
I agree. This is a teen's take on climate change.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on the other side.